It's a daunting task to find an overnight parking lot and parking place in downtown LA. They don't want you at Walmart camping all night in their parking lots. I'll follow an innocuous street north out of Pasadena to a Sprouts grocery store off of East Walnut. It's promising, but small, not open 24 hours. I back up my vintage 77 VW Vanagon into a perfect corner, secure the curtains, and settle in. It's still early as I wanted to meet the traffic. It smells really nice around here, I notice. I reconnoiter the block, strolling about with a hawk's eye in the lots behind the grocery store. My parking place flanks the exit ramp off of the 210, and bougainvillea and lush greenery intentionally landscape the concrete as their brilliant colors crawl up the off-ramp. I continue my peregrinations, bobbing up and down a sunny alley. Can I help you find something? A man on a big blue bike asks me. I had noticed him coming down the alley, one hand on a handlebar and one hand holding a can of beer. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. You're my kind of guy, I tease. What kind of guy is that? He asked suspiciously. Drinking and driving first thing in the morning, go for it. And we laughed together. I'm just looking for a parking place tonight, I explain. He casually points out a corner. Right there, that'll be safe. You think so? Oh yeah, he said with assurance. This is kind of the homeless district around here. And when my eyebrows lifted, he assured me, oh, the homeless people around here are really peaceful, real mellow. I liked him. I'm Pamela, I said. A mic on a bike. Everybody knows me around here. A mic on a bike. I live over there, and he pointed to the bougainvillea. There's a girl beside me who lives in a tree.
Oh.
I glanced towards the ramp. My eyes scoured the greenery, but I couldn't see a thing. Mike was soon on his way toward the freeway. Just call out my name over there, he points, if you get scared or need anything. And pushing his big blue bike ahead of himself, he climbed into the bougainvillea and completely disappeared as the traffic on 210 continued to whine overhead.